Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, can't complain. I can, but no one cares.
Well, thank you so much for being with us in the studio.
It's always my pleasure.
In today's session, I want to start with a parent's question. The question is, parents can't be encouraging their children all the time. They have to stop them where they go wrong. As such, as I as a parent have a fear that my 7-year-old, when he grows up, he will hide things from me with the fear of getting scolded. Is there any better way in Islam to scold children?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Scolding children is a very negative term to use.
Yeah.
You can't scold your child to begin with. Islamically, is not allowed. The proper term would be is educating my child, not scolding him.
Exactly.
Because scolding him has a bad connotation towards, like, you know, I want to skin him alive kind of thing.
The term has a negative connotation.
Yeah, again. It does. So it's more like how I can give him a proper education or proper uprising, or how I can rectify and manage and fix him. That would be the proper term. See, that I always say this, that with us as parents, most of the times our mentality as parents are in the wrong place. And as a result, our methods will be wrong as well. When I have a problem with my child, the first thing I think of is how I can bash the hell out of him or her to make them better people. I mean, like, straight away we go to punishment.
Yeah.
We don't dive into reasons to why my child is committing and doing what he's doing. Whatever the child is doing, there's always, if you look at
a
psychology,
reason behind it.
There's always a reason behind it. If a child cries, there's a reason behind it. If the child is bored, there's a reason behind it. If the child bites his nail or sucks his thumb, there's a reason behind it. There's a reason behind every action that the child does. So instead of going for the punishment, you try to rectify the problem. You know what I mean? So if your child is, for example, he's just being arrogant, or he's just not listening, or he's just being rebellious, don't try to bend him and mend him to become a better person. Try to figure out what's causing him to be that way. Remove the obstacles, cleanse the path, treat the problem, and then he will be fixed automatically. You don't need to go through the scolding process.
Yeah.
So you need to first and foremost figure out what's causing the problem to begin with. Right. So most of the times, let's begin with this. If we put it in three categories, children, they go through personal issues, they go through family issues, and they go through, group issues when it comes to people who are like them. These three issues, each one of these three categories, it has a number of subcategories where it could cause a child to become a bad child that requires scolding.
All right.
If you go back to them and break them down, I mean, If we have time, inshallah, we can go through them one by one.
Yes, I would.
And then the parents could understand how I can deal with a child, no matter what problem he has, in the right proper manner, and it will work 100%.
All right, so the first thing is to figure out the problem. Brother, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I have with me Brother Al-Musavi in the studio. Yes, Brother, we're talking about the categories.
All right, so let's begin with the personal category, right? The first thing that causes children to misbehave and divert from the correct path is the fact that they have what we call in psychology, they have inner stress, right? So when the child is stressed from within himself, and obviously stress is due to a number of reasons. Is it due to fear? Is it due to not knowing what he will do or what she will do? So a number of reasons causes stress. And then that will take us to another topic. When the child is kind of living
in a stress,
he will always manifest it in his actions.
Mm-hmm.
Either being irritated by his parents, either by disobedient to his parents, either by being bad in a way or another to his siblings, or not listening. So always will manifest on the outside. So when you see a child like this, first and foremost, you have to say to yourself, okay, what's going on within this guy, right? You have to study around him. So first, you have that stress issue that you need to worry about. Second,
so there might be some symptoms that could help parents to understand that if something is wrong with a child.
There are always symptoms. I mean, me and you, this is just, I think, a way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, that me and you, when we have a serious illness, the first thing we feel is pain.
Yes.
Pain is a symptom of a disease. So that, okay, you need to go treat it. So you always feel, as a parent, if you are in tune with your child, if your child is your priority, when you see him doing something wrong, if you just pay attention, you will see the symptoms, right?
Yes.
And the actions that they do are the actual symptoms of the problem. So when the child does something, then that tells you that there's something wrong that needs to be fixed. And the fixing is not you by yelling, not by you scolding, not by you telling them do and don't. That will never work, right?
Yes.
It has to always, you have to go back to the source of the problem and try to eliminate it. So stress is the first cause that causes children to misbehave. The second cause is fear. When kids always have these phobias, and sometimes we as parents, we cause these phobias, fears. So for example, fear of darkness, fear of monsters, fear of the boogeyman, and fears of so many things that we
so
put on the child
things.
Of the head. So sometimes even we put the fear, and this is a very also a very bad one, we put the fear of Allah in them. Allah will put you in hellfire.
Yes.
Allah will grill you. Allah will do this to you. I mean, he's a child. He doesn't understand the concept.
Yes.
And from the beginning, you're making him hate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God forbid. Why? Because all he thinks is like, oh, if I lie, God will punish me. If I do this, God will punish me. That's all he knows of God. And as he grows old, he's like, what kind of God is that?
Yes.
So we just giving them a lot of fears. We're putting so much phobias in our kids. If a kid is afraid from the dark, there's a problem with that child. If the kid afraid to be alone, there's a problem with that child. I'm talking from a psychology
point of view.
There's a problem because he shouldn't be. I mean, naturally, there are things we kind of not fear, but we feel isolated in. But it shouldn't be the stage of fear where the child starts to cry if you turn on the lights or off, or
well,
if you leave him alone.
Yeah. Well, these problems are really important to know. I would want to hear more from you after a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab and I have with me Brother Al-Musawi. Brother Musawi, you were talking about some fears that a children has if a child has some problems, like he scares when he's alone, he's scared in many other situations. That means a child is suffering through a problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are just some of the symptoms that shows that when our children do things, these are some of the causes. And like I said, we have to be very careful that we as parents, we do not create a phobia in our children's mind. Especially sometimes, like I said, we scare them with Allah. Sometimes we scare them with animals.
All right.
Like the spider will come and get you.
Yeah.
This will come. And like, why would you put such a fear in a child's brain? Because he will grow with it and it will become a phobia. So we should not do that. So fear always causes a child to do many things. Third thing is that we have to pay attention to with children when they do misbehave or when they do bad things, is the fact sometimes they don't have focus. They do not focus, like their senses are not focused. Their mind loses attention very quickly. Their hearing loses attention very quickly, and even their eyesight, sometimes even their hands. So you see, for example, a child could be writing and then his pen moves, right?
Yeah.
So like I've seen this with kids, he writes and then he starts to go down.
Yeah.
That's a loss of focus in his hand or in his senses. When children lose focus in their body parts and their senses, they will misbehave. And most parents, they will try to punish the child for misbehaving, but not understanding that the child has a serious issue, which is focusing issues that they need to work on. So instead of punishing them, try to help them by trying to make them focus, work on the problems. Is it a physical problem that I can take them to the doctor and teach and get a medication for them? Or is it a mental thing that I could work with them and teach them the proper method to be, you know, focus on these issues so they do not make mistakes? That's also another issue.
Yeah.
The fourth issue is that with children, when they misbehave, sometimes some children, they have an over-imaginary brain. They actively imagine so many things, and as a result, they take it on the outside. Have you seen kids, jumping on the bed thinking they are Superman and Spider-Man and jumping over walls and they destroy things? Because they have a very active imagination. Now, we always say that active imagination is good, right? But when it leads to misbehaving, it becomes a problem. Because an over-imagination, sometimes it will lead the kid or even the youth into committing a lot of haram and getting themselves in a lot of habits, especially when it comes, for example, to smoking. And when it comes to, I remember some of the boys that I've dealt with, they watch too much movies. They have an overactive imagination. One day they were in a car with a shotgun and they were just shooting randomly. That because they have a very active, and you know, like in America, when you have this school shooting from time to time. And even in China, in Russia, I think it was 3 months, 4 months ago, when a kid was dressed like, you know, the game PUBG?
Yes.
Yeah, so he was dressed like a PUBG character and he walked into the school and started shooting randomly.
Yes.
A very active imagination, which is a problem. So also parents need to understand.
So even if there's an active imagination, that needs to be controlled.
It needs to be controlled and maintained, or at least redirected into the right path. Well, so also children, parents need to understand if their children are very active when it comes to their imagination.
Yes. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed filled space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.